Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Taoiseach Simon Harris is in Brussels today, and one of the things on his agenda will be to raise Ireland's intention to formally recognise the state of Palestine with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ireland is one of a number of EU countries that wants to push ahead and do this, something that would break from current EU policy. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
So this latest push to recognise the state of Palestine, it really gathered momentum last month. Micheál Martin hosted a dinner at the sidelines of a meeting of EU foreign ministers, and you're writing about this today. So tell us what happened there at that event.
Well, essentially, the move has been ongoing for about 6 months, and several European countries have come together in an effort to become part of the peace initiative in the Middle East in the first instance. And then secondly, to move ahead of the EU, essentially, or ahead of EU policy in giving formal recognition to the Palestinian state. So as early as February or March, we had the leaders of four EU countries, Spain, Ireland, Belgium and Malta, saying that they were prepared to recognise, to stand ready to recognise a Palestinian state. The difficulty is that there is no Palestinian state at the moment. But to give it that kind of status ahead of any agreement, argued the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, would give it equal footing in terms of the negotiations that might take place after the conflict comes to an end. And the thinking behind it was that if the if Palestine had no status, it couldn't become an equal party in any negotiations that would form part of a peace process. So there was no date given at the time, and talks continued informally and formally at the margins of EU meetings throughout March and April. And it was at that meeting in March, at a dinner that was organised by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, that it was agreed that they would push ahead with this. And they acted in concert this week, all stating that they were ready to give that recognition to Palestine, and that it would happen irrespective of the overall EU position. In a tweet on Tuesday, the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said that Spain would be ready to recognise the Palestinian state by the end of July at the latest. And I presume that that's the date that the Irish government and other governments have in mind as well.
OK, so when Micheál Martin said in the Dáil that the intention is to recognise the state of Palestine, that was a coordinated move, because some might have seen it as taking away from Simon Harris on that very big day for him. But this was part of a plan. It had to happen on that day.
It did. And if you look at the social media and statements coming from other European countries who are of a similar mind, we had very, very similar messages coming from them. And I think the thinking, the diplomatic thinking from an Irish perspective, is that there's no point in moving on this unilaterally as a single country recognising Palestine, that if you have a group of European countries that are prepared to do it simultaneously, that will carry political weight and diplomatic weight and will be significant in itself. And that was, as you said, it was all part of what seems to be a coordinated movement.
And we have an Israeli response this morning, a statement criticising Simon Harris and his speech in the Dáil regarding the Middle East. And they say he neglected to mention the Israeli hostages currently being held by Hamas. They're also critical in that statement this morning, Harry, of our intention to recognise the state of Palestine. You've seen that statement.
Yes. So there are two elements to that, Claire. I think it's unfair of the Israelis to be truthful, to criticise him for not mentioning the hostages, because the reference to Israel and Gaza took one paragraph of quite a long speech, and he did refer to the what he described as the unforgivable terrorist attacks of Hamas on 7th of October. And then in the following sentence he said, "Nor can we be silent on the disproportionate reaction of the Israeli government." He talked about unprovoked war and aggression, and he essentially referred to both things. He didn't specifically refer to the hostages, but he was equal, really, in condemning the terrorist attacks of Hamas on the 7th of October, and the disproportionate reaction of Israel since then. And one thing that's always noteworthy about Israeli statements is that they tend to be quite silent on the civilian casualties in Gaza when they're issuing statements. They focus completely and wholly on the hostages, rather than describing any of the casualties that occur.
But I'm sure, I'm sure, Harry, there are people, though, who would say that Ireland making this statement on recognising the state of Palestine, that this was most likely one of the aims of Hamas on the 7th of October. And, you know, is Ireland and the other countries who are acting this way, are they playing into that agenda now?
I think that's a very marginal argument to make. If you look back, for example, to the Programme for Government, the Programme for Government states categorically that it is the intention of Ireland to recognise Palestine as a state. They say that they would like it to happen when the Oslo Accord is implemented, but if that's not possible, they will move to have that recognition be completed before that date. So what Micheál Martin said during the week is that that it was something that has been an aspiration of the Irish government. I think what's happened in Gaza since the 7th of October over the past 6 months has probably expedited that particular aim in the programme for government. And I think that the Irish government and others think that it should be done as a matter of urgency. And I don't think it's reflecting the thinking of Hamas. What they are thinking about is the rights of the Palestinian people to have their own state as part of a two-state solution. And they know from the experience of the peace process in the north that both sides must have some status. And the thinking is that by allowing Palestine to be recognised as a state, recognised by the United Nations as a state and by Europe as a state, that it can have some kind of equal footing when it comes to the negotiations. Mm-hmm. The official EU position, of course, is that this will happen once the Oslo Accord is implemented. But the Oslo Accord was agreed 30 years ago now, and there is absolutely no sign that it is going to be implemented anytime soon. That, of course, provides for a two-state solution with Palestine and Israel coexisting with each other.
So, how is that likely to play then, this move by Ireland and others at an EU bloc level? Because there are countries there, I mean, namely Germany, Austria, Hungary, perhaps Greece too, they would have very strong ties to Israel, wouldn't they? And wouldn't be minded to change their position on this. So how hard is Ireland going to push and what response are they going to be met with?
Yes, well, they are going to raise it formally next month at the EU summit meeting in Brussels, and also the Taoiseach will raise the matter at the meeting of foreign affairs ministers, and they will put formal proposals to the European Union as a bloc. You're quite right. You know, there are some countries which have very strong historical ties with Israel and have backed Israel, notwithstanding what's happened in Gaza over the past 6 months. And I don't think that any of those will be willing to give early status to Palestine. So what we might see happen is that the proposal will be put. I don't think the proposal will get the agreement of all 27 member states. So what would happen then is that a small minority of European countries, albeit significant, will act in concert as a bloc and forge ahead and announce that they are moving ahead to formally recognise Palestine.
All right, Harry, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. And just to bring you again the response from Israel this morning to that statement from the Irish foreign minister. They say they're furious with Ireland over the intention to recognise a Palestinian state and to intervene in the genocide case brought by South Africa against Israel at the International Court of Justice. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.